This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour. This is the weekly connection that a lot of Doug Steffen joints are sort of brought together.
Joints?
Yes, we have different Doug joints that are brought together. The DJV experience, the Good Day experience, people that have been on the air with me for a long time that I respect, who have things to say about what the big stories are. The charts from Talkers Magazine are produced every week, and so this week is no different. The week of February the 27th to March the 3rd, we have our stories, top 10 stories of the week, and the top 10 people on the list. So I'll go through them, and then my colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, we'll all have some fun with our thoughts regarding some of these things, or collectively all of them. But first thing to do is to give us a basis upon which to build our conversations. And so that comes with a list of the top 10 stories of the week. We don't usually have much to say about the sports stuff. It's at number 10. Okay, it is what it is. I'm kind of enthused because the baseball players are back and the Senators are going to lose to the Red Sox. Other than that,
Who are the Senators?
The Senators are
the
Washington.
Used to be the Washington team. Now they're the Nationals.
The Nationals?
When did they change their name?
When they started again in 2005.
Oh, okay.
Senators was taken by...
recent, is what you're saying.
A minor league hockey team had picked up the name the Senators.
Yeah.
So they had to change.
Let's call them the Redskins then.
That's fine with me.
Football, Dougie.
It's kind of like Victoria not knowing how much a postage stamp would cost.
None of us knew. Yeah, none of us knew.
Richie, how much does a postage stamp cost?
Couldn't tell you.
See?
40 cents, maybe?
See, that's what I guessed. It's just something in the
49.
Uh-huh. All right. Richie, do you take pictures of your checks and deposit them in the bank?
I do, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Oh, Jen, where were you when we were having this discussion? He made me sound like I was an alien.
Yeah,
well,
because
I've actually been, I have to go to the bank for business, so I do know how to use the bank, but for myself, I just, you know.
I do not know how to use the bank.
So from now on, I'm sending a picture of me with a dollar amount on it, and then you can do what you want with it. I'm not sending checks anymore.
All right.
All right, so meanwhile, back at the countdown.
Wait, you send checks?
Wait, we get paid for this?
My deposits are different with you, Jennifer. Okay, let's keep moving here.
They bounce like a rubber. I'm just kidding.
Oh, very good.
I love
number
it.
Nine, the situation that people are still talking about with regard to the Oscars. I don't know. I mean, how much more can you say about that? It was, as usual, the news media and the general media making a mountain out of a molehill. Okay, was it embarrassing? Yeah, was it kind of... It was amusing, actually. It was entertaining more than anything else.
I thought they maybe did it on purpose because of the lack of interest in the show itself.
I did too, Rich. Yeah,
yeah.
Me too.
Right.
Yeah, they said we need something big to get a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the biggest award of the night with two of the biggest stars in Hollywood? I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, they copied Steve Harvey, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, let's hear it for Steve Harvey. Okay, number eight, the continuing conversation about the execution of Kim Jong-nam, not related to Vietnam, as far as I know, anyway. And why is it that this is... So they've got some kind of cream that you can put on your face or somewhere on your body, and in 5 minutes you'll be dead. Why is that news?
I don't know if it's a cream. It's a weapon of mass destruction.
It's not like
we're putting some Strivectin on our face or anything. I mean, but I think the thing here is the confusion surrounding it, because the two women that did this that are in trouble, they seemed to think that they were duped. Like, they didn't know what they were actually doing when they killed this guy. It's a very strange story.
Really? They didn't, did they know
the
guy?
Yeah, like the night before, the one woman was at a birthday party for her friends, singing, and that all of her friends said that she's really kind of naive and that they thought it was a practical joke type thing.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
Were they paid, though, for this practical joke?
That we don't know yet. And by the way, Doug, I think it was ricin that they put on his face.
It was. Okay. And here's the deal. If somebody like Kim Jong-un comes up to you and says, I have a very funny joke, you laugh a long time, you better to just run away.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm why not sure if concerned? I trust his sense of humor.
Okay, but so is this a human interest story? Why is this something of interest that people on the radio would talk about other than...
Because you don't see it all the time. You don't see somebody get assassinated, the brother of a world leader.
Yeah, standing in an airport.
Get assassinated in an airport by two unsuspecting women.
Smearing something on his face. This is something out of a James Bond movie.
It really is, yeah.
Okay, so that's good. Then it's a theme for the next James Bond movie.
And let me tell you something. The Kim Jong-un guy...
Yeah.
taking out five people that he found out were lying to him with a anti-aircraft gun from 100 feet.
Yeah.
That guy is a different kind of twisted, man.
And a pack of wild dogs ate his uncle. That was fun.
So then somebody ought to be, why aren't we just bumping them off? Why don't we just send...
Well, it's a good question.
Because the enemy you know is better than the enemy you don't.
Well, yeah, who would take over? Is there anyone else in that family? No, he's killed his whole family. No one can take over.
I know a guy who's a good leader, he's a good businessman named Larry Janetsky. We could send him over. Give him the,
I think you should be the king of North Korea, though.
I think I should, too. I like that. Except it's cold over there. Can I do it from here in Los Angeles?
Sure, why not?
I think you'd have to get
it really cold?
Is it?
What, cold in North Korea? Oh, yeah, it's miserable. North Korea.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's north?
Yeah.
So are they south of the North Pole, or?
Yes, they are south,
they are south of the North Pole.
So it's south of the North Pole, North Korea.
You can
go
to any post office and see a map of the world, and it'll tell you where North Korea is.
And what their postal code is.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Can you imagine Kim Jong-un's mailman? That guy's got to be scared every day.
Shaking the envelope.
That's pretty interesting.
Think about that guy.
There's a food tester and a mailman, probably, that... live close by or are working close by.
I just don't know why someone can't just take him out of their pocket and step on him. I mean, he's not that big. He's like a little bug.
Yeah, and are his soldiers that loyal to him? I mean, the whole country is literally kept in the dark at night and no internet.
Here's a negotiating... If Trump really wants to negotiate with the Chinese, here's a negotiating point that probably nobody would argue with. If the Taiwanese and the people in Hong Kong want to be free again, here's what we'll do. We'll support them, and we'll give you China, North Korea. You can have North Korea. You take it, do whatever you want with it, and let the Taiwanese and the North and the Hong Kongians, or whatever they call the people in Hong Kong, let them be on their own. What do they call a Hong Kong person? A Hong Konger? What's a Hong Kong person?
Oh boy. I do know about the Donkey Kongers, but I don't know if it's the same as the Hong Kongers.
Hong Kongers. All right, so
I think we succeeded in offending many people, yes.
No. Yeah. Really?
No one in North Korea is allowed to listen to anything entertaining, so we haven't offended anyone over there, at least.
No.
I don't think China wants North Korea. There's not much there to be had.
Not a lot of rocks.
Yeah.
It's all right.
What about giving it to South Korea? How come South Korea gets the shaft here?
Well, South Korea should have, it should be one Korea. We put it back together again. Like the one Vietnam... And the one United States after the Civil War, we became one, sort of. And then fix all that. I'm being facetious, but what people oftentimes don't realize, they go back in the history books to understand how all of these jurisdictions were formed basically on tribal and religious realities. Most all of the countries in the world, especially the older areas of the world, Africa, the Far East, the Middle East, all of these areas that have been diced up by Britain and to a lesser extent Spain and France, and once in a while the Dutch would get involved, but not off. Mostly it was the British who were the culprits. They just cut everything up without regard for the tribes. And as a result of that, there's just been nothing for centuries since they did that, except strife. That's why Iraq is the mess that it is. That's why the Middle East is the mess that it is. That's why Africa is in turmoil. That's why many situations still have not been rectified in Asia because of the British making a mess of things. And then the oil companies went in and finished off what the British didn't do. So you've got all of these things that aren't natural. Korea is a natural peninsula. If you look at where it is on the map, it is a natural peninsula that makes sense to be one entity. And it only got broken because the Chinese communists tried to come in and take over all of Korea at one point in time when they were in their initial expansion days. And so the communists on the north versus the people in the south that didn't want communism, that's where all of this came. And the line changed depending on how the war... And there was never really a winner in the war. At the end, everybody said, okay, enough of this. Let's just stop. And you guys on the north and the communists, you get that. And the people in the south get this and that.
Well, there was a winner. South Korea. I mean, look at what an industrial money.
Well, now, yes. But I'm talking about a declared winner of the war. You could say that for Vietnam, too, Richie. Look at how wonderful.
Absolutely.
Vietnam is a paradise.
So as much of a mess as the Vietnam War was, they walked away with a pretty stable country.
Right. Well, we've gone in more recently to these areas and ruined them, and then we go back in and we fix them up. Maybe that'll happen someday in Iraq.
50 years down the road, hopefully we see a stable industrial Iraq.
Yeah.
One could only hope.
Yeah, exactly.
Be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But under the...
Look at Germany. Yeah. Look at Germany. Oh,
fabulous.
Yeah.
And the rest of Europe, too. We rebuilt all of Europe, not just Germany. We paid for rebuilding most everything. The Brits did their own country on their own pretty much, although... We helped them a lot. That was what the Lend-Lease deal was about. All right, so you got your history lesson, folks. It's 18 past the hour with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, is a chronic inflammatory disease that affects as many as 1.6 million Americans. A new resource is available at IBDGamePlan.com to help people with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, the two most common forms of IBD, manage everyday life with these diseases. Dr. Millie Long, a gastroenterologist from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, has more.
The nature of IBD can make it hard for patients to discuss their symptoms or the impact the disease has on their lives. It's important for people to know that they're not alone and that they should feel open to talking to their doctor about all their symptoms. This communication is important in order to develop an appropriate treatment plan.
A great resource is IBDGamePlan.com, which has tools to help people living with IBD create a game plan with their healthcare providers to take control and manage symptoms of IBD. Symptoms of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can include diarrhea, abdominal pain or cramping, and rectal bleeding.
There is no cure for IBD, but there are treatments available that address the inflammation that causes symptoms and can help achieve and maintain remission.
Visit IBDGamePlan.com to create your own IBD game plan, register for ongoing tips, and access useful tools.
You're listening to a discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. May I underscore also something that is very helpful to people who listen to this program and people in general who need to have blood flow. They need to have healthy blood flow in their body, and they want it naturally. They want to have a normal blood pressure reading when they go to the doctor. The way to get that is by ordering Superbeats. 800-655-4183 is the number. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order your own. You've heard perhaps many of us talk over the past months about Superbeats, actually the past years, how effective it is in keeping your blood pressure where it needs to be and making you feel healthy and strong. 800-655-4183 for that first order. Get a 30-day supply free. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 and change after the hour, as the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the conventional News Talk world takes place and takes shape. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan here to discuss these stories. We've gotten ourselves through the North Korea situation there. At number seven, there's something very interesting brewing at the stock market and in the economy. There are those people who on one hand are worried about if the Fed follows through and increases the interest rate, is that going to knock the stock market on its butt? And then every time you turn around, though, the IPO for Snap this week did very, very well. If you look at the market itself, it's up to its all-time high, and people seem to be very optimistic. Now, I all know what nutbirds those people are on Wall Street and how fickle they are, and, you know, when somebody on Wall Street gets a cold, it knocks the market off by 500 points. So, but to take it at its face value at the moment,
it's pretty easy to read. I mean, it's not like you're having to read the tea leaves here. They see a little relief coming with regard to taxes and businesses getting a little relief when it comes to regulation. So they're all breathing a little easier as far as being able to do business.
I've found that watching and listening to Warren Buffett, who's been very visible
since
Trump came on the scene, has been talking about how strong, and he was not a Trump supporter by any stretch of the imagination, but he was very quick to, at the beginning, tell everybody to calm down, and he's been very, very visible almost every day in some interview here and there talking about what he's doing with Berkshire Hathaway and how he felt good about the airlines, for example. He feels good about certain things, the food sector, buying automobile dealerships.
Did you see where he bought like $1 billion of Apple or something crazy
that? Yeah, I bought a lot of Apple. Yeah. So, I mean, this, I would say that with that, he's putting a lot of money into the market, and so are a lot of other people following him. And so if he wasn't doing it, and a lot of other people were, I might not pay as much attention to it because I don't know how good they are. I'm not a follower of fashion here. I'm not a stock market person. It's like you in the post office, Victoria. I don't follow the stock market. And just to tell, I'm teasing you a little bit. On an earlier discussion, an earlier hour of our program, Victoria and Jennifer Horn were talking about their use or lack thereof of the old fashioned postal service. Like when I send a check to them, I stick it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and send it in the mail. and they don't know how to use the post office. They don't know how to use banks. They just know how to take pictures of stuff and put in their account, which is the way modern way of doing things.
Yeah, it's the easiest way. Why drive to the bank? Why waste all that gas?
Because it's fun to visit with the tellers and to talk to the person.
Oh, that's my nightmare. I can't.
Well, but see, because you do business with big banks. I have a little bank, I have a bank that has three offices. That's it. That's where I do. I've been there since I was 8 years old.
Wow.
And they know me. They know how to take care of when I need something. If I need to borrow a little money, I don't have to go to New York, and I don't have to go to Chicago. I go to these little fellas.
I had that kind of relationship with our credit union. It's great. I call the woman on the phone. I said, I just bought a new car. She says, stop by and pick up the check.
Yeah. Credit unions are fabulous.
Fantastic.
The big banks are from hunger. Horrible. And I'm betting, I don't even know, because I never look at your cash check to see what bank you put it in, Victoria. But I'm guessing
Chase
Bank. Chase Bank.
Yeah.
The world's worst, not the country's worst bank, the world's worst bank.
In what way?
Every way. They are cheating slime wads like you wouldn't believe. I'll tell you a story about my
J.P. Morgan Chase
mortgage.
Right?
Oh, my God. I've been in court with them for almost 6 years over the mortgage of my house in California. And before that, I was in court with them over a leased car.
Here's a little insider tip with you.
Yeah.
Victoria, there's not too many banks where Doug hasn't been in court with them.
No, that's not true. No.
Well,
that's not true.
I mean, I'm not, I don't have any, I only have a checking and a savings account with them, so, and I really like their app. And so, and Lewis and I can send money to each other, and we're, so it's very easy.
That's very romantic.
Oh, it's so romantic.
Visit Chase.com and have nice romance. 28 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour here. This is an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, where the subject matter on most of the news talk radio stations around the country becomes the focal point as the folks there do a review of the shows and the hosts, and they get a sense of what has been the big issue or the 10 biggest issues this week. And so we've gone through a number of them. We actually, number six, the story of that bar shooting in Kansas. And the only thing I can say, I stayed away from this completely this week because I find these things to be of no value other than you learn what sort of hatred comes from ignorance. And there's nothing new because we see a lot of hatred and we see a lot of ignorance.
Yep.
So these guys that were in this bar and this fellow walks in and says, get out of my country, and then starts shooting and kills one guy.
This was the two Indian men, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a terrible story.
Well, but yeah, that's the point. These things happen, unfortunately, way too frequently because we have some morons in this country who don't get it and they believe some of the hype. The people who blame it on Trump because now he's the new sheriff in town. Trump didn't say, go shoot those guys. Trump didn't say anything about it. They take this stuff and then they run with it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the news media is happy to be a conspirator and to blame it on Trump. And these people are responsible for themselves, period, end of story. And these two guys are innocent guys just in a bar. They both had pretty good stories. As far as what they were doing and accomplishing here, from what I could tell. But I see no real productive reason to have a conversation about it. Am I wrong?
The thing that hit me is the guy that shot and killed the man. What did he think that he was accomplishing by killing somebody? Did he think that immigration would just stop? Did he think he was fixing something? Or was it just a heat of the moment outrage.
What kind of a person brings a gun into a bar who's so angry that he wants, and he thinks he's going to kill somebody, and no consequence, his life is over. In that moment, in that instant,
right.
He declared an end to his life.
Maybe he thought delusionally that he would be somehow exonerated.
Okay, so then under the circumstances,
or that he's a patriot,
then
right,
and he's saving
right.
our country,
right?
Yeah. Well,
obviously,
so,
there's some sort of mental illness.
So where does it? Yeah,
there.
Exactly. How does that get started? Where does that come from? It's got to be. There's a lot of that stuff going around. A lot of that thinking.
I know.
A lot of the skinhead mentality gets you no place. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at number five. From five to one is all Trump. So we can just spend the rest of the time we have here together talking about various Trump things. I guess the one that is the biggest is this: the intelligence community saying Russia interfered with the election and they wanted to help President Trump win. So the FBI's an investigator, sends their investigators around to find out whether Trump aides had any contact with the Russians. And it turns out that apparently not only did Michael Flynn talk to somebody and he had to resign, but now there's some reason to believe, it looks like it does have some merit, that Jeff Sessions, the new attorney general, he says he didn't speak to the Russian, but apparently it looks like he did. At least he met with them last year at some point in time. He didn't tell Congress that. I'm thinking Sessions is going to be done pretty quickly here. I don't see him surviving.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He did talk to them. He didn't talk to them about anything related to the election.
It doesn't make any difference. It's a silly appearance, Richie.
Well, and that's the whole thing. The appearance is what the news wants you to believe, and that's why they won't back down from
First of all, I agree with Richie. I don't think that Jeff Sessions is going anywhere. I don't think it's that. I think he'll be fine. But secondly, this isn't what the media wants you to believe. I mean, I watched his press conference. These words came right out of his own mouth. He did not answer the question truthfully when Senator Franken asked him about connections with Russia. He said he should have thought about it more diligently. He should have taken his time and really thought about what he was going to say. On the same token, though, to his defense, senators do meet with ambassadors
right.
all the time.
Exactly.
So I don't think, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Jeff Sessions, but I don't think he really did anything wrong. He is correct, ethically, that he should recuse himself from the investigation, and he knows that he should, and he said he was planning on doing it all along. But beyond that, I think, you know, whatever they find out about Russia, I don't think it's going to come back to Jeff Sessions.
Well, I don't know. It just seems to me that there's like a feeding frenzy here. And where it goes,
anybody that's Russian is apparently a
right.
traitor and tried to fix the election.
Yeah.
So if you're a senator and you spoke to an ambassador, all of a sudden there's this dirty laundry somewhere that they have to dig up.
Well, there's dirty laundry everywhere because that's what the news media wants you to believe is going on. That
exactly.
There's a study out this week from the Media Research Center that suggests 88% of all the news about Donald Trump in the first month of office has been negative. So how is that fair and balanced?
You know,
how is that right? I mean,
well, there is no fair and balanced. Did you see the story, and I shared this on social media this week, where people looking into quote-unquote fake news have found that there are companies that buy conservative and liberal websites.
Mm-hmm.
Then they write the story, the same story, and then they edit one to be conservative, and they edit the other to be liberal, and then they put each one on websites that they own with a left-leaning and a right-leaning, and then that way we don't miss half of the audience when it comes to clicks for ads.
Yeah,
so these companies,
making money off of it.
These companies are writing to, they're taking a Reuters story and then taking it and putting their own left and right vent on it, creating their own website, selling their own ads on those websites.
Yep.
Just for, it's pure profit. That's all
and
it
that
is.
And that has nothing to do with the actual news media. That's not their
you
fault
know,
at all.
Right.
These
oh,
are profiteers
you know
that are...
The light just went on in my brain. Do you remember when I went to visit Floyd Brown in Phoenix last year?
Uh-huh.
That's one of the companies, now that I think about it, that's one of the companies. They take this stuff, the news, and they put a right spin on it.
Yeah,
and
but
he's buying some other websites, and that's I bet that's what he did.
But he's only putting a right spin on it. So what he's doing is he's on a political mission to put the news in a certain light. He's not saying, okay, I'm going to buy a left-leaning website or create a left-leaning website and a right-leaning website and then just take the news and just put clickbait out there for liberals and conservatives so that I can just serve all the ads that I want.
Isn't that a fascinating term, clickbait?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's interesting when you Google things now, and Google's trying to combat the fake news stuff, but when you see your search results, if you search, like, Jeff Sessions recusing himself, and then the list of the news articles that pop up, normally it's, you know, CBS, ABC, like all the major news networks that come up, and New York Times, whatever. But there are so many other things that are inching closer and closer to the top of the search results that are websites that I've never heard of. And they're exactly what Richie's talking about. It's these websites that are taking this news and then just making it clickbait and spinning it however they can spin it to get the most people to click on it so that they can make money. So, I mean, that's not the news media's fault. That's just a
that's correct.
Business.
That's just a bunch of sleaze bags looking for clicks.
They're like carpet baggers. They're the new carpet baggers.
They are. And the bottom line on my post was, anytime you see an issue that, because my cousin is doing this, my cousin is posting all of these stories with a pre-written vent on them. And I said, do me a favor, go read. It was about the education reform, education department reform. I said, find 3 to 5 of any website covering this story. Any website, I don't care. Just go to 3 to 5 of them and read all 3 to 5 stories. That way, somewhere in the middle, you will learn the truth.
Mm-hmm. So it is. Find something in the middle.
Yep.
Hard to do these days.
There is nothing in the middle. You have to find your own.
Yep. Find your own middle. Reviewing the stories, the top topics this week, from number 10 to number 1, from sports talk radio and the interest in football and the interest in basketball, the interest in hockey, interest in baseball, into the certainly discussion about football, beginning of the discussion of baseball, and NBA and NHL action continue. The Oscars and what went on there at number 9. Execution in North Korea, number 8. The fabulous situation that we find ourselves in with our stock market and stocks in general, number 7. That shooting at the bar in Kansas with this fellow going in telling some Indians that they need to get out of his country. President Trump and all the activities surrounding what he's doing, the budget, the health care, the immigration discussions, the campaign controversies, and his congressional address. All of those make up half of the stories in the countdown here on this week's Talk Radio Review. 44 past the hour as the review continues of the hot hits in talk radio. Right now I'm going to bring Victoria with me into the sheets from Parasheet.
Hello.
Richie, you... this is something that we've been talking about now for the last month or so, parachute sheets. This would make a wonderful gift, Richie, for you to give to your wife. This is a good Mother's Day gift. Mother's Day is a couple months away, but why not do it now while you're thinking about it? I bet Janet would love these. Parachute sheets are the most comfortable modern bedding that you can find. And what makes it best is that when you sleep on them for the first night, you're not sure, the first week you're not sure, even the first month you're not sure, you keep them for 60 days or 60 nights to try out to find a comfort zone. If you don't like the sheets, then you send them back, get your money back. Imagine that, having a set of sheets that are this quality that you can sleep on for 2 months, and if you decide you don't like them, you send them back. ParachuteHome.com/DJV, Richie. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get free shipping and this test. Go online now. Look at, see what they have for pillowcases, sheets, duvet covers. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets you could possibly imagine. And I think you guys would love this. Good for the children. It's good for everybody.
And there's
sizes.
A great color selection, too. I mean, you can really find, they have a lot of great designer color combinations, so you can find
I know Richie well enough to know, I could hear him going to the
right now.
I knew he would go right there. And
eco-friendly,
see what there is.
Direct-to-consumer business model. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is very, it's good, Rich.
Looks
and the
comfy.
Prices are great, and the sheets, they're crafted in Europe. They're stitched in Italy. It comes from Egyptian cotton. You'll be living like Warren Buffett does. Warren Buffett has these sheets, I'm sure. And you'll have them, and so you'll be just like
they had me at Get in Bed with the Best.
Okay, there you go. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Peripheral artery disease, or PAD, is a circulatory problem in which narrowed arteries reduce blood flow to your limbs, usually your legs. The most common symptom people with PAD experience is leg cramps.
Atherosclerosis is a systemic problem, so it can happen in the heart just like it can happen in the legs and vice versa. So patients who have it have similar risk factors, and they can be at risk for heart disease as well.
When it comes to treating PAD, Dr. Randall DiMartino says it starts with a lot of the same advice to prevent heart attacks.
Typically, one of the first things we'll talk to patients about is if they're smoking, they should stop smoking. If they're not on an aspirin, they should be on an aspirin, mostly because of the benefit of reducing the risk of heart attack or strokes in the future, because we know that they have blockages elsewhere in their body if they have blockages in their legs. And statins are also effective therapy in terms of reducing cholesterol.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and our culminating overview of the people in discussion this week. I like to actually put things in the numerical order they're in so that as we are going through our conversations, there is a concrete reference back to what the heck are they talking about. At number 10 this week, Brian Cullinan and Martha Ruiz, who are responsible for the flub at the Oscars. Number 9, Travis Kalanick. Number 8, Kim Jong-un. At number 7, Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway, two peas in a pod, are tied in that position. Barack Obama is at number 6 with what's he going to do? He just signed a book deal. He and his wife get $60 million out of that for their experiences over the last 8 years. Paul Ryan is at 5, Chuck Schumer at 4. So we go from Republican to Democrat to Pukin Putin at number 3. Jeff Sessions, number 2 this week on the list, and Donald Trump, of course, at number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show once again. All right, we got 2 minutes here, and there are two stories that I'm prone to give most of the time to Richie. The discussion number 3 is about immigration policies and that sort of thing. You just came back from a trip to Colombia. What was your experience coming back into the country?
Well, we went down to visit my wife's family down there to go to Carnival in Barranquilla on the north coast of Colombia. And one of the things that was interesting, we're at a birthday party with 150 people there, something like that. And everybody wanted to know what's really going on in the United States. And what I thought was interesting is they know that what they're seeing on the news isn't really what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they wanted to talk to me to find out what's really happening with immigration.
Gringo Central.
Yeah, so I am Gringo Central down there.
Yeah.
But what I thought was really interesting was there were two Colombians there that live in the United States who voted for Trump and spent most of the time at the party telling everybody else what was really going on from their perspective. So while the gringo was there, the gringo didn't really have to do it. It was the locals who live in the United States who were actually telling them what was going on. But the big thing that I came back with was Nobody hates us. They aren't thinking that we're this racist society that's trying to keep all of them out.
Right.
And they know that what they're seeing on the American news channels, because you get CNN down there, but it's a little bit different flavor version.
No, I bet you do.
And they know what they see is not really what's going on, and they were very curious to talk to us, those of us who live in the States, and see what was going on. The other interesting thing was, on the way back, coming through Dulles Airport, I was met by two people coming out of the immigration thing holding big blue signs that said, free legal advice and free legal services.
Mm.
Both signs written in English, so it made me wonder how anybody who really needed the services
was going to get it. Right. You posted that on your Facebook page.
I did, on my Instagram, yeah.
Right. 10 before the hour. Thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, about this time, Victoria, we like to run down the top five stories of the week in the technology sphere. And coming in at number five, neuroscience confirms why we post on Facebook. Please.
Well, I mean, this is the one we all want to know about, right? Why is it that we feel we need to share on Facebook? And it turns out neuroscience says it's all about earning social credibility. So if you want to up your social cred, then that's why people post on Facebook. In two recent studies, researchers measured the brain activity of 80 people as they read headlines from the New York Times health articles and then rated how likely they were to share each article. They found that when deciding whether to share something, people think about themselves and what other people will think of their post. So essentially, it's all about us. it's narcissism at its very definition. So
it's
apparently, it is kind of crazy. I mean, we know that apparently they've done brain scans on Facebook users, too. And scientists found that the more Facebook friends you have, the more gray matter you have in the social perception parts of your brain. So there's some, legit science with this stuff. I don't know how much.
Stuff.
I don't know what gray matter, you know, how that relates to your personality and things like that. But that's probably the next study that they'll do. Is it good or bad to have more gray matter? matter in those areas of your brain. Is it a good or bad thing? I don't know.
It's so weird. I don't know what it says about my brain. I go through, like, really weird trends, like, where I'm posting all the time, and then I don't post for, like, a month, and then it's just back and forth.
It is funny, though. You do tend to think, like, okay, I don't want to inundate people with too many posts, but I also don't want to disappear. So,
that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always about the timing. All right. At number four this week, our top technology news stories. Change your passwords again. I just give up. There's
like
a new data breach. Just take it. I'm done. I'm not protecting myself anymore.
At this point, it's just like, you know what? Just someone steal my identity, please. Maybe you can improve my credit score for me. I don't know. So this week's victim was Cloudflare, which is actually a web security and data management company that no one knows about. But behind the scenes of the internet, they run a sizable chunk of the infrastructure. And so the trouble apparently happened. They had some code that was wrong, and a bug caused Cloudflare's buffer to overflow, and it basically dumped extra data onto 140,000 different unsecured websites. So what that meant for real-life people was that if you're using apps like Uber or OkCupid or Fitbit, those were just three of the company's websites that were found to have been compromised. So on those three, at least, if you use one of them or all of them, change your password immediately. They don't know exactly what type of data was leaked, but they do know there was a breach.
Not a bad idea to just change it on a regular basis anyway. All right. Lyft. This is good news for people who use Lyft. I do. Lyft is inching closer in popularity to Uber.
Yeah, that's right. They've added 50 new cities and 4 new states just this week alone. So now they're up to 300 cities, and it's the largest expansion that Lyft has had to date. They are now in medium-sized markets like Fort Myers, Florida, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Kalamazoo, Iowa City, things like that. So they're slowly inching their way forward. They got a little bit of a bump during the hashtag delete Uber trend. Mm-hmm. So they got a bump in business there, but, you know, they have the same sort of record that Uber has. They've had problems with drivers and sexual harassment, too. So pick your poison.
All right, number two this week, Coachella has been getting lots of news, not just for the fact that Beyonce dropped out because she's too pregnant and Lady Gaga's in, but it looks like the website was hacked.
It was. Coachella.com was hacked, and it was right after they announced Lady Gaga as Beyonce's replacement. So there might be some connection there, but either way, full names, email addresses, and phone numbers, and birth dates were all stolen. So if you use Coachella.com, make sure you change your password.
And number one this week, YouTube launching a live TV service.
That's right. YouTube Live has now launched for $35 a month. You'll get a bunch of cable channels and live TV. Now they're joining you get 45 channels, and they're still missing some from Time Warner, Scripps, and Viacom, but I think they're going to add Showtime, and they're in competition now with Dish's Sling TV, Sony's PlayStation View, which I have and I love. Kara always laughs at me for that, and DirecTV Now, so.
Lots of competition in that sphere, that is for sure.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, very good. The top five tech stories of the week. Follow us again if you have any tech questions on Twitter at DJVShow, hashtag Tech Talk.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.